I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. That's God's plan for our life. Okay, real quickly. We are instructed in Scripture to be filled and stay filled. Ephesians 5:8. I'm going to go through these real fast and on the back of your bulletin. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Acts 6:3. Wherefore, brethren, look out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Acts 19:7. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto me in the way that you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 13, verses 50 and 52. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust off their feet against them and came unto Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Acts 4, 8, 14 through 18. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard Samaria had received the word of God, they said unto them, Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was not fallen upon them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, they were Christians. They were baptized in water, but they had not been baptized in the Spirit. Then laid he their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Acts 10, verses 43 through 46. To him gave all the prophets witness that his name, whosoever believeth in him, should receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. How did they know? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter. In Acts 19, verses 6 and 7, when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all were about 12. You see, this is not just for large groups of people, so you can witness to people in faraway lands. There was only 12 people there. And God thought it was important enough to send the apostles there and say, hey, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because they had not received that message. And God wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, there's something in our lives that is so necessary, so vital. It's so important that the Spirit of God be in our life. I don't know what God can do in your life completely. Only God knows that. Amen. I don't know all of what God will do in my life, except God knows that. And I'll never know it if I don't have His presence, His abiding presence. Man, I'll tell you what, they can pick you up and drop you off in Iceland, and nobody around except ice. And you can say, Hushakara Masamba, Lord, there's something you want me to do here, and I know you're going to turn this around for my good. Now I'm going to pray my way out of this thing. And I know that He that's within me is greater than he that's in the world. And I'm just trusting you right now. Glory to God. I want everybody to stand up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You say, Pastor Ed, I've been listening to you. I've been hearing you talk sometimes too fast for me to hear. But you've been talking, and I need what you're talking about. I don't understand it maybe completely, but I understand enough that Jesus came. He died on the cross. He gave His blood. He shed His blood for the remission of sins, that I might be saved, that I might be washed from my sins, that I might be received into heaven because God loves me. And my sins are no longer my problem anymore because the Lord forgave me of all those sins. And all I have to do is call on Jesus' name, and I can be saved and delivered. But there's also something that you've been talking about, that each one of these believers, they were not only saved, they were not only water baptized, but they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I want that for my life. Lord, I don't want to be powerless. I don't want to just sit there and think about my own thoughts all day. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want the greater one inside me to put me over. I want Him to walk in me and talk in me, to be my God, to be my people. Oh, bashikara mahabra basada. If that's you, I want you to just come up here real quickly in the name of Jesus.